Ephesians chapter 1, verse 22. And God placed all things under his feet and appointed him to be the head of everything for the church, which is his body, the fullness of him, who fills everything in every way. Lord, you're in charge, and everything is under your feet for us, your body. It's not governments. The governments are under your feet. The leaders of governments are under your feet. Worldly systems are under your feet. Everything is under your feet for your body, us, the church. Thank you, Jesus.
Just following on from what John was reading from, and this is 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verses 8. None of the rulers of this age understood it. For if they had, they would have not crucified the Lord of glory. And they continued to crucify the Lord of glory. No eye has seen, however, as it is written, no eye has seen, no ear heard, no mind has conceived what God has prepared for those who love him. But God has revealed this to us by his Spirit. And let the Spirit come now to reveal himself to us wherever we are. Let the Spirit of Jesus speak the words of Jesus into our hearts. Let God's word penetrate us and dominate our thinking, teaching us the right way to go, teaching us the way of the cross. Let's maybe just sing one more song. And then if anybody else has any words or scriptures or senses, please do come up. I've got a couple I think need to be spoken, but let's just return to the Lord and really say yes to the invitation he's giving to us.